I don't think I have any real ability to say someone has a fraction of a lawn, but I know what it is.
Yeah, so I think staff has just identified 32504, which is a failure to allow an inspections. And you could tie that to 32574. 573, I apologize, 574. Yeah. 2, 572, 6, violating this chapter or any rule adopted pursuant to this chapter.
Okay. You know, I think as we look at this case, I mean, certainly it was a bad situation. There's no ways that it wasn't a bad situation. But I think, you know, in most of these cases, we're looking for a change in behavior. You know, somebody was doing something, we want them not to do it again. I think, you know, I'm certainly seeing what I'd be looking for in other situations. I know you guys feel violated. I know that he feels remorse. I'm not sure what the board would do that would make that more effective. Does anybody have an opinion about how it is that something we're going to do is going to change this?
I mean, we have opinions, but they're not professional.
I think mistreating an inspector and attempting to prevent an inspection is a pretty severe behavior. And yes. A civil penalty may send the appropriate message that that behavior is unacceptable and prevent it in the future.
Okay. So the law that was quoted was that one, interfering with the ability to do an inspection. I don't know that we're still, I guess we're still looking at the question of posting the license.
That's the question. This is Marshall Knox, Vice Chair speaking.
Yeah.
I'm not looking directly at the fine, but I know there's a fine for barbers for not posting. For right. Not having a license posted. I forget what the amount is on that.
We know that, right?
I don't think so. It's not in the board parameter.
For barbering it is.
The letter's concerned.
Well, they're all the same now.
Yeah.
The board parameters. The board parameters were.
Yeah, the board parameters were the same at that
point. Really?
But at that time, the max that the board prepared to issue against the barber situation was 500.
Okay, but you said that the penalty for not posting was a letter of concern. Okay, so we have a letter of concern. We know that there. Nobody's happy about, you know, the behavior issues. That's a thing without a doubt. We're a civil society and that stuff happens and whatever. But I guess I'm really stuck with the idea, you know, are we painting or something for a good reason at this point? I think a probationary situation might be an idea. Is it a complicated case? I'm going to make a motion to discipline this matter, that there be a letter of a disciplinary letter of concern related to the non-posting of the license, and that we attach a 12-month probation to this, looking at the question of this behavior, because we don't want this to continue. He doesn't want to continue. No one wants it to continue. And if we see another infraction of some sort within this time period, that we would take a more aggressive stance. That's my motion. You can go with it or not.
Fair enough. They're gonna...
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Nay.
Two nays? All right, by majority, that's what we're going to do. All right, so Hastings. Non-posting the license, the standardized thing, we're giving you a letter of concern that says you should make sure you get it posted. Don't rest that. The other side of it, we all agree this wasn't a good situation. We know you do too. And we're going to give you 12 months of probation. So in 12 months, if we have something like this again, we have to deal with, then we'll do something more aggressive with you to get your attention. But we think you already learned something. Are you in a position where you want to comment on that? Do you think that's...
like from the outside looking in, I understand the nose or whatever, they don't want to agree to it. I would hear the same. I'd be like, no, I give them fine. People need to learn about it, because then there's other people here that think something, that something is okay. It's okay, but at least the.
Right.
I understand that aspect, but yeah, like even my own girlfriend, like she got married, like she didn't just money, she reminded me again, like she told me this. So and trust me, she wanted me to write him a letter. I just didn't know who it was because I couldn't find that paper and who was on my way to. But I did get the call where they said, hey, you have a meeting at 10 a.m. Like, oh, shit. I almost thought it was real because I didn't get no letter in the mail from my mom. They had it shown me. I don't know, but regardless, I don't know. I'm definitely not happy with my actions. There's not something wrong with that, something I can do. I'm not going to be fine or something.
Well, the purpose of a fine would be to cause you to remember not to do that. But I think you're already there. So that's the end of this case. You're okay. The case is set up. You'll get a letter about this that'll say it, and that's what we're looking for. We'll respect you. I promise you that. And I feel like you're going to respect that. The next time is due.
Call later and figure out your establishment.
Yeah, that's just a matter of walking through the computer.
Thank you, guys. Sorry.
All right. All right. Next case is case number 2024-00466. Ozzy Hair Care, STOS 16323. Stephanie McFadden, our license number 1860173. Oh, I'm sorry. You're correct. Got all excited. Want to do Rose's job for it. What did I say? Oh, well, I did that all. I was just thinking about you. All right. I'm getting realigned here. We'll be all right now.
Okay, Mr. Chairman. Chairman and members of the board, for step 2B of case for with negotiation terms, number 1 will be attending, 2 attending, 3 attending, 4 attending, 5 attending, 6 is attending, 7 attending, number 8 is unresolved, 9 is unresolved, 10 attending, 11 unresolved, number 12 is unresolved, 13 unresolved, 14 unresolved, 15 attending, 16 and 17 continue.
All right. Well, back for better translation. Case number 2024-00466, Ozzy Hair Care, STOS 16323, Stephanie Madden, license 1860173. Star 6 if you're on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, you said star 6 if I'm on the phone.
If your name is Stephanie Madden, let's just stay with that.
Okay.
Are you?
My name is Stephanie Madden Hopkins. When I first started in the business, I wasn't married, but I got married and changed my name last year to Hopkins.
Congratulations. I'm glad you're here. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you give today will be the truth and the whole truth?
Yes.
All right. And you already stated your name, so we'll take that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley and members of the board. My name is Kathy Bergeron. On April 11, 2024, I conducted an inspection at Ozzy Hair Care. I spoke with owner Ms. Stephanie Madden. During the inspection, I identified the following violations. She had an inactive establishment license that expired March 2nd, 2023, over a year. I found no sanitation issues. I verified the Ozzy Hair Care establishment license on the board database and determined that it was renewed on April 16, 2024, and expires on March 2nd, 2025. I provided the licensee with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Okay, so the place was in good condition.
Yeah.
You prompted her, and days later, she got her license. So that makes sense. How long have you been expired at point, you know?
It expired March 2nd, 2023, and I was there April 11th, 2024.
About a year.
Year and 1 month.
Okay. Board, have any questions?
Yes, he said I was expired a year.
Hang on. You're not on the board, so you have to wait till I ask you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. So the board does not have questions. All right. So, Ms. Madden.
Yeah.
You've heard the complaint and had a chance to review it, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about this license issue?
Yes. My license expired 24 on 2. I think it is, whatever. Yeah, 24.
March of 23.
Oh, so that would be considered March of 23?
If it says that, yeah.
Okay, because I did renew in 2023, and on 24, my license expired. But they were for two, so I'm not really understanding. I'm not getting the gist of it.
Yeah, anyway, hang on just a second. Let me get a clarification on that.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, members of the board, on March 14th, 2022, the licensee renewed their license for the, it was a late renewal, for that brought them current to March 2nd of 2023.
Okay.
They then did not renew.
I see a payment on February 17th in 2023
mm-hmm.
that put the license good
until
March 2nd of 2024.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right. So it was okay. Only from the day of expiration. So okay.
When you renewed your license, did you pay late penalties?
I believe I did because it's required. I think I paid $80. I don't have the information because I can tell you what was going on with me. I had injured my leg and it started getting progressively worse. At that time, I didn't know what was going on with my leg when it was time to renew my license. So I decided, okay, I'm going to retire. But I was trying to call the number to the board, but I could not get in touch. I kept calling and calling, and someone said, well, they're going through some changes with their telephone because I had got a new phone. I went from a iPhone to a Google phone, so I wasn't able to operate it well. So I one of my friends told me she would come over and help me with the Google phone because she had one. In the meantime, I kept trying to call State Board, but I couldn't get in touch with them because I know I had trouble with my phone before when I was trying to renew, and I would call your number and I could get somebody that would help me to, you know, log in correctly and everything. So this particular time I didn't. So when my friend came over, she got it to work and that's when I logged in.
Okay, so that makes perfect sense. All right.
Right.
Thank you for telling us that story. That was a good story. Okay, so all in all, we had about a month of time between the renewal.
Right.
Okay. And everything else was okay.
Yeah, but at the same time, I was moving because I was trying to move it. What did you say?
It's okay. I understand. We're all busy and I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, you're doing a good job. So just hang on for a minute, okay?
All right, okay.
So that first side of the testimony. So we're going to go into deliberations now. I think we have all the information we need. Does the board have anything that they would like to talk about this case? It appears she has a well-run salon based on what we heard. She apparently late renewed every time, and this time it was about a month, and she paid a penalty for it. So where are we?
A real quick question for Kathy. But the one she had posted was like on the free.
Yeah. Sounds like it might be complicated. All right, so do we believe there was an infraction here that needs to be dealt with?
Well, I move to, I make a motion to adopt the findings of fact.
Good. Second?
McFadden, a second there.
All right, we have a motion second. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone nay?
Abstain. I wasn't here for it.
Okay. All right, so we believe this happened. So do we have a motion for discipline in this matter? Means there anything that needs to be done?
There any history?
No petition.
Might be a nice place to let it turn.
Man.
Yeah. You say that in a motion format.
Yeah. I move, the officer a letter of disciplinary concern.
Yes. Second?
McFadden, a second there.
That motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The board's concerned being working for that month without a.
Yeah.
Well, and it was just, she had reposted the one that happened. There's kind of a little bit of.
Just wanted to catch it for the record.
A little bit of confusion there, so.
We're just looking for more order and discipline.
Thank you.
All right, so I do we have any nays?
Abstain.
We have one abstain. So then apparently by majority or unanimous, whichever it is, we read a letter of concern. All right, so Ms. Madden.
Yes.
We appreciate that you're having a lot of different things you have to deal with, and that you're just like the rest of us. We'd like you to be a little more in tune with the timing on getting your license posted. We're going to send you a letter concerned about this, and that's the end of it, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that, but I retired in May, May 1st.
All right, we're still sending you a letter. You still get it. That way you know we love you. All right?
Thank you.
You have a good day.
You too.
Take care of your grandkids. See you later.
Yes, you too.
All right, our next case, case number 2024-00471-1020, Barber Shop, BBE 001825, Stephen Kirby, BAR 000816. You're here from forward. If you're on the line, star six, looks like you're coming forward. All right. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give to be truthful?
Yeah.
And take your name?
Stephen Kirby.
Please have a seat. Well, hello there. Could you tell us about this case?
Sure. Good morning, Attorney Begley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. This case was actually continued from last month's board meeting. I did want to go and reintroduce to you the facts of the case. On March 29, 2024, I inspected Tim's Plush Barber Shop in Phoenix, Arizona, and I spoke with owner Bette Kirby. During the inspection, I identified the following license violation. Cameron Love was providing a haircut service to the client during the inspection. Cameron is a licensed barber. Licensee Daryl Thompson, license EAR 001426, expired on October 20th, 2020. During the inspection, Mr. Thompson was providing a haircut service to a client. His license had been inactive for approximately 4 years. Licensee Brandon M. Giaruso, license VAR 001518, expired on September 5th, 2023. Mr. Giaruso was providing a haircut service to a client during the inspection. 1020 Barbershop established at license CVE 001825, acquired on June 30th, 2022. The establishment license had been inactive for over 2 years. I found no sanitation violations, and I provided him with the inspection report. To follow up with that, Cameron Love Barber license application had been pending since April 10th, 2024, and as of November 13th, 2024, this application has been withdrawn. Brandon and DiRusso renews his license until April 29, 2024, and it's good until September of 2025. At the June 25, 2024, 1020 Barber Shop establishment license number BBE 00185 has been renewed up to June 30, 2023, until October 18, 2024, when the case was continued and staff helped without incurring renewed license for 2 more years, renewed to June 30, 2025. After both cases were continued, I'm gonna speak on Daryl Thompson as well, so we know what has happened with that license that happened with the establishment license. After both cases were continued, Daryl Thompson's license, BAR 001426, with the help of the board's office staff, so they should renew his license from October 20, 2020 to October 20, 2026, 6 years in total. The total penalty for 1020 Barbershop is $500 in total. The breakdown is operating a shop without a current license, which is $250. Manager permitting a licensed barber, $250.
Okay. Remember these guys.
If you have any further questions, I'm here for you.
Thank you. Does the board have questions for these challenges? Okay. All right, Mr. Kirby.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. We went through this. It sounds like you got through a lot of it. It's not all of it. It seemed to me, if I got this correctly, that only Cameron Love still was hanging in the wind, but everybody else got cleaned up. All the licensing is now corrected. Is that fair?
Yeah. You have any more information about that? Do you want to give it? He no longer works at my barber shop. Cameron Love.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's up with him. Everybody else been up to date.
Okay. Board staff helped you get through that, and I gave you, now you have an idea how to do it.
I mean, I don't have an idea how to do it, but I'm legit. Everything that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're good for another year.
Come down here and get it done, you know?
All right.
Not too far from my shop.
All right. Good. Then we'll be here for you. Does the board have any questions for you? All right. Then I guess we're caught up. Let's go through the last part. All right, so we'll go into deliberations now. Do we have an opinion about this? What does this happen in sort of the first sentence?
I'd like to make a motion to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
McFadden, I second that.
All right, we have a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, so we agree it happens. All this stuff happens. All right, so do we have a motion for an order of discipline in this matter?
We may have gone over this last time, but is there any history?
No history.
Okay. And how long has your shop been there?
6 years now.
6 years. Good job.
I'd like to make a motion to ask for a consent agreement for $500 civil penalty. It's not 530 days, and it's a formal hearing of 12 months probation.
Okay, a motion. Do we have a second for that motion? All right,
McFadden, I second that.
Oh, okay. All right, we have a motion and we have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Nay.
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 Three. Okay. All right. That dies. Do we have another motion in this matter? Somebody got an idea?
I move that we offer a disciplinary letter of concern.
Okay.
Case number 20240-00471.
Okay. We have a motion.
Flora, second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Do we have a nay?
Nay.
Okay. By majority, we agree. So this was a mess, cleaned up. Now you have Fran to help you. We're going to give you a letter to remind you that this happened. It'll go on your record. So as you get close to these expirations, if you can't get it on your own on the computer, do come in and let us help you so we don't get it. Because if this comes up again, we'll see it in the history, and the next time we'll have to fine you in order to get you to pay attention. Okay?
Cool. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for taking care of it. Thank you, staff, for helping.
Thank you. Thank you.
Number three, our case number 2024-00476, Daryl Thompson, DAR001426. Daryl Thompson. Star six, if you're on the phone.
He's not able to make it today.
Daryl Thompson, is that part of your deal?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was one of the individuals.
Oh. Okay. Thank you then.
But he does hold his own individual.
He holds his own individual. Life.
So he didn't respond. Correct. So you don't have to go through that.
If you want to stay for a second, you can tell him what happened. All right. So you can't make it today. He has a notice. Since he didn't, I move the case number 2024-00476 move to a formal hearing, unless the parties involved can come into compliance with the consent agreement before that happens. Do we have a second? We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, so what happened is, and you can tell Daryl this, he had to get down here and solve this within 30 days, or he'll probably lose his license.
Cool. I'll let him know.
Thank you.
Okay.
Number four, case number 2024-00495, Andrew Gutierrez, license 12101202. Andrew Gutierrez.
Good morning.
And Mr. Gutierrez?
Yep.
All right, let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll give be truthful and the whole truth?
I do.
And state your name, please.
Henry Gutierrez.
Thank you very much for that. All right, we're going to have our investigator present the case, and then we'll come back to you and ask you questions.
Sure.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On April 18th, 2024, I conducted an inspection of Henry Blamon, located in Oral Valley, Arizona. It resulted in an unsatisfactory grade due to the following. Henry Studio was unlicensed at the time of inspection. On October 18th, during the board meeting, the respondent attended the informal interview and the board motioned to continue the case to November 15th. So that the respondent could submit an establishment application and to issue a license. The same day, the respondent applied and was approved, and the license was issued, which now expired on October 18th of 2025.
Was that the only issue?
No.
Okay. So, okay, so you got into it. So, does the board have any questions? All right, so Mr. Gutierrez, can you add anything to that information to us? Anything will help us?
Just want to reiterate that I was a bit confused in the beginning as to what licenses I actually needed. And with the emails, when I was notified and about needing an establishment license, I applied. And but the emails that were coming to me, I was a little bit confused on them as to, I thought the board was going to send me a notification of what my next step was, not that I needed to come before the board or with an explanation. That was where I was a little bit confused, so I apologize for that.
Okay. All right. So we'll go into deliberations now. Board, do you, first of all, board, do you have any questions? Okay, if not, do we have an opinion about this case, disposition of this case?
The Funk Order moves that we accept the finding of fact and conclusion of the law.
And second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, unanimous to get this happen. Do we have a motion for discipline?
No hit.
Then I would move that we issue a disciplinary letter of concern.
Okay, let's take a minute. The motion and a second, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Nay.
All right, majority, we agree. So, Mr. Gutierrez, we're going to send you a letter, a disciplinary letter of concern, saying that this shouldn't have happened. We'll go on your record, so we'll have a record of it for the future. So next time, be careful with your license, okay, sir?
Good. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for participating.